would you take the time to pump my tires only to tell me it's not going to happen? Hey, hey, I'm Danielle Ryan, and this is Adulting 101. Being an adult is stressful, and this podcast was specifically designed to help you navigate the crazy world of adulthood. So buckle up, and let's get into the episode. I would like to begin today's episode by acknowledging the Indigenous peoples of the lands that this episode is being recorded on, in particular the Chippewas of Rama and Wata Mohawk First Nations. While we meet today virtually, wherever you're listening in from in the world, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the importance of the lands, which we call home, and wish to honor Indigenous history and culture and commit to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect with all First Nation, Métis, and Inuit people. In an effort to unpack my privilege, as I have been doing for the past number of months, this is something that I felt was important to incorporate to the podcast moving forward, and will continue to do so in episodes to come. Hi, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. So excited to be here. I say that every week, and every week I acknowledge that I say that every week, and that's okay because this is one of my passions, one of the things that really truly does excite me, and I'm just so fortunate to be able to share this medium with you in your ears. Whether you like it or not. Well, you wouldn't be here if you didn't like it. So hi, and welcome back to Adulting 101. So happy to have you here. I'm just repeating myself over and over again. Hopefully that gives you a little chuckle, brings a little smile to your face on this Monday morning in March. You're probably not listening on Monday. What laugh was that? Oh my God, I don't even know what's happening now. Hi, and welcome to the episode. All right, friends, I racked my brain for quite some time as to what to even mention or talk about in this episode. And then in light of certain events that have transpired in the past week or so and just how I have been feeling, I thought that I would come on here and talk about this concept that I think I've mentioned in pretty much every single podcast episode that I've recorded, especially as of late. And it's something that I have been really trying to live true to in my life, even more so than I already was. So this week, I thought we could talk about learning to treat our lives like more of an experiment. And I'm not sure whether or not you would have gained that from the title, because at this point in time, as I'm recording this episode, I have no idea what I've decided to title this episode. So if you're interested in really just listening to my perspective on what it actually looks like to sort of experiment with your life in practice, and perhaps ways in which you can do that, then this episode is going to be for you. And I think this will really fit well with those of you who are maybe feeling a little bit stuck in the situation that you find yourself in, or perhaps you have also experienced sort of life-altering situations that have really got you to start questioning what your priorities are in life and what that's going to look like for you. So let's go ahead and let's just jump right in. There's a lot of things I want to cover in this episode, so this might not really move in a chronological order that makes sense to anyone, but that's fine. I'm just going to kind of go with wherever my brain is taking me right now. And I don't have my phone, so I don't have any notes or anything. It's literally just me talking out of my head. So a little bit of context as to what inspired this episode, I guess, is sort of, I've been jokingly trying to convince Dan that we need to move to the East Coast of Canada, that is. I know a lot of you are American who listen. So in Canada, we have four main Eastern Coast provinces, being Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Newfoundland. And it's just like a different lifestyle out there. And also real estate is exceptionally cheaper. So we purchased our home in North Central Ontario, whatever you want to call it, just over a year ago. And already in the past year, with the renovations we've done and just the way the market is moving, we could probably get at least double what we paid for our house in just over 14 months, which is crazy. So I've been jokingly trying to convince him to sell our house and use the profits to go buy a house in cash out east. And up until this point, obviously, he's just been, well, I'm not doing that. What about my job? What am I going to do for work? And for me, like, I can pretty much work from wherever, aside from the clients that I see in real life. I do a lot of stuff virtually, so that could all just come with me. And I'm always, as you all know, an advocate of this concept of experimenting with my life. If something sounds interesting, I try it out. If it doesn't work, I go back to square one. Now, obviously, with purchasing and selling a home, it's a lot more than just deciding to sell your house, moving, and then coming back if it doesn't work out. I get that. But I am also an advocate that if you are being called to do something, you should at least try it out because you never know where that adventure is going to lead you. So anyway, it's been sort of this one-sided discussion that I've been having for quite some time. And the other day, he reached out to me and he asked, okay, if we were going to do it, where would you want to go? And so I was kind of telling him the specific location I would want to stay in. I started looking at properties and I found this beautiful house that was well within our price range and just like an insane deal for the amount of house that you got. And I would be perfect for an Airbnb and it's just like right by the ocean and all of this amazing stuff. So anyway, I'm like getting really, really excited about like, this could be a thing. We could move to the East Coast. It's going to be so great. I even like called the realtor to see what the internet capacity was like, because that's a huge priority for him. And then he comes home from work and he's like, yeah, it's fun to dream, but like, it's never actually going to happen. And I'm like, why would you take the time to pump my tires only to tell me it's not going to happen? And so then I started talking to him about this discussion of, we need to start treating our lives like an experiment, more so now than ever. So I live in a relatively small community, and relatively recently, a friend of mine who is also friends with pretty much everyone who lives here passed away. And it's actually kind of funny because for pretty much since the inauguration of this podcast, he had been harassing me, asking if he could come and be a guest on the podcast. And I told him his opinions probably wouldn't be appropriate for this audience. And I'm laughing only because anyone who knows him, who is listening to this, is probably nodding along being like, yeah, I get it. Love the guy, but this is not your place. And anyways, that whole situation, as difficult as it's been for not only myself, but for just watching a lot of my friends who had a really close relationship with him go through that, and speaking with his brother and all of that, really brought up a lot of emotions about my own journey with grief that I'm still going through, given that I lost my brother just over 8 months ago. And all of these sort of situations that I'm seeing are just showing me that, as cliche as it sounds, like, we really never know what is in store for us in life. And so I may really just be riding an impulse feeling, but I am feeling called now more than ever to really think about, what are the things that I want for my life and how can I start living in line with those? And even prior to this whole incident, I was thinking about this. So last summer, I had wanted to get back into camping. So when I was young, my parents used to take us camping like all summer, every summer. And I've always loved camping. I just never really had the means to do it. And the time, it just never worked out. And I never really made it a priority. And so last summer, I decided to get back into it. And I went on 2 camping trips. And then over the course of the past few months, again, with the passing of my brother, I started to really think about, like, what are the things that I want for my life and what are the things that bring me joy? And hiking and camping and being outside are one of those things. And so I committed to myself at the beginning of January that this year I would make getting outside a priority for me. And so in January, I booked a few camping spots, and then I've been setting alarms every few months, because the way the Ontario Park system works is you have to book essentially like 5 months in advance, because with COVID, everything is crazy right now and everything sells out instantly. So you have to be like on top of your bookings. And so I hadn't initially planned to do a trip in August of this year, mostly because I didn't want to spend the like $100. Like, Ontario Parks just gouges you. So it costs you like $50 a night, which in the grand scheme of things is pretty cheap. But to just rent like a square of dirt essentially for 24 hours, $50 is pretty insane if you ask me. Anyways, I was just being cheap and I didn't want to spend $100 on a weekend. And then I had almost convinced or like talked myself out of it. And then I was sitting here and I was like, Danielle, in January, you made this commitment to start living in line with the life you want to create, to start doing the things that feel good. And one of those things was camping. And so I said, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to spend the $100, book the site. And that was a whole fiasco in itself. I sent 2 alarms at 7 a.m., got up, tried to book the first site, it sold out instantly. Tried to book a different campground, sold out instantly. Finally got my third choice, thankfully, at a place I've already been, but I know it's beautiful. It has really good hiking, so I'm really looking forward to that. But the point is, I think a lot of the times, this is just an example, but I think a lot of the times, this is something that we can all relate to. We sort of compromise on what it is we want for our lives because we always have this assumption that, okay, well, if it doesn't work out this summer, then I'll just go camping next summer and it'll be fine. But what I've really started to learn in a very painful way over the course of this past year is that there might not be a next year. There might not even be a next week. And so if there are these things that we're being called to do and to show up and to share and to go after, we need to start working towards them now. And that's not to say that I can just decide, like, you know what, I want to be an astronaut and I'm going to go and be an astronaut by tomorrow. A lot of the times it requires us to lay the groundwork, the framework to work towards the things we want to create. And so keeping that in mind, I want you to start thinking about what are the steps that are going to get me there. And so I know that that's not really making sense in the context of my camping example, but I think it all kind of ties well together. Because essentially what I did at the beginning of the year, and this is an exercise I encourage all of you to do. I apologize if I'm talking really fast. I feel like I'm like, blah, 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 but I just have a lot in my head and I don't want to forget it. What I did at the beginning of the year was I really asked myself, okay, if I think about my life, I think I divided it into categories. So I did like personal life, career, money, relationships. And I thought about all of the different things that I wanted for each of those categories. And I used it to make a vision board. And so for me, priorities were, like I said, getting outside, hiking and camping more, reading more books, which I have failed to do. Really figuring out the niche in my business, which my focus moving forward is going to be a lot more on mental health. So I think I've mentioned that in previous episodes, but essentially, I want to create this sort of framework for other yoga teachers to teach yoga specifically for mental health. And I want to make sure that I have the capacity, but also the proper education in that before I go ahead and share that framework with people. So I'm going back to school for a year to do a certificate in mental health intervention in hopes of using the tools that I learned in that program to build a yoga for mental health program to teach to other yoga teachers, or even people who aren't yoga teachers but want to use yoga in a way that is beneficial to their mental health. So that's sort of where my business is headed. And again, that's just an example of me setting a clear vision and figuring out, okay, what are the priorities that I need to bring into sort of my radar and start going after right now to make that happen. And so I actually found a program that starts in May so I can get all of that done by December and then start moving forward into creating the course content to share with other teachers. And ultimately, I think this really just ties back to this idea. I see this episode is now kind of just turning into me sharing my whole life story with you. But the point I'm trying to make is that it really just ties back to this idea of me sort of feeling like I had reached this place, and perhaps you can relate to this, where I was just sort of doing my life. So similar to the experience I guess I had when I worked my 9-to-5 job, it was very like monotonous. Wake up Monday, go to work, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, come home Friday, do whatever on the weekends, get ready for Monday, go back to work. And it was like such a rigid routine. And I was kind of finding myself falling into that pattern where, all right, every day I'm doing this for a few hours, then I'm doing this, then I'm doing that. And it was just like, is this going to be it? Or what can I do to really sort of spark that joy, bring back that inspiration? As much as I love the client work that I do, running my online membership, creating content, and all of that, it's like, in the long-term vision of my life, I want something that's a little bit more self-sufficient, I guess, and allows me to work on other projects just for fun. So I'm finding myself working a lot in the business, in building the business, and so I want to eventually get to a place where I can sort of take a step back from that but still have it working for me, if that makes sense. I don't know. If you're in business, you know what I'm talking about. If not, I'm sorry, I'm not being specific. But I guess my fear is sort of just finding myself falling into a routine and feeling like I'm trapped by it. But anyways, if I think back to when I started my business 3 years ago, this whole situation that I find myself in now was not on my radar and would have never been on my radar. In fact, had my brother not have passed away last year, it probably still wouldn't be on my radar. I think that every experience we have in life sort of nudges us towards the next thing. And this, I guess, is really the point that I wanted to make when I started this episode. I already forgot where I was going, but here we are again. We don't know, obviously, what our life's experiences are going to be. But oftentimes, particularly when we face something of significance, tragedy, loss, those sort of things, the instances in which reality as we know it is significantly shaken or disrupted, we can find ourselves questioning everything that we know or have known up to this point. And I was jokingly talking about this with my friend the other day, again, in light of our friend who recently passed away. We were saying, like, is this a sign to just sell our houses and get vans and go travel the country? Because what's the point in working for the next 40 years if we might die tomorrow? And obviously, we shouldn't live with the assumption that we're not going to live for the next 40 years. But we also shouldn't be living with the assumption that we will, if that makes sense. I think too often we bank on the fact that we're going to have another 20, 30, 40 years, that we don't even allow ourselves to feed into those ideas that we won't. So you see these people, especially on TikTok, it's everywhere. I don't know if it's just because I liked a few videos and now the algorithm thinks that's all I care about, but I see van life videos every single day. These people who have no jobs or they're nomadic or travel photographers or whatever, and they live in vans and that's just their life, which I think is great. If that's what you want, go for it. But I also am a realist, and I have conservative parents who raised me with the assumption that one day you're going to be old and you're not going to want to have to work and you're going to need a retirement plan. And so I sort of like to think of myself as falling somewhere in the middle. I play with life a little bit. I like to take risks. Obviously, I quit my 9-to-5 job without having a real plan. I got a job as a waitress and I started my business, cross my fingers and hope for the best. And I've kind of just been figuring it out since then. And so obviously a lot of people aren't risk takers to that extent, but I'm also not someone who's just going to like quit my job and not worry about money ever, because I do think that having an RRSP or a 401k is important if you want to be able to retire at a reasonable age and not have to work every single day until you die. And I actually remember having this discussion with my dad like 7 years ago now. When I was in my last year of university, I was living overseas in Vietnam. It was part of the program I was in. A requirement was to do an internship in a third world country. Anyways, at that point in time, my plan was to graduate, come home, graduate, work for the summer, and then go and travel back through Southeast Asia. And he had kept saying to me, like, that's not a real plan. What are you going to do for a career? Like, you need to start thinking long term. What are you going to do when you're old? Because at that point, I literally thought I was just going to travel for the rest of my life. And I could just work everywhere I went and get like a job in Australia and then get a job here and get a job there. And I 100% know there are people who do that. And I think that's incredibly amazing. And honestly, I wish I had at least traveled for a little bit longer, but I didn't. And that's okay. I think if you know what you're doing and you're smart about it, you can definitely pursue that sort of lifestyle in the long term. But the example I'm talking about here, I literally had no idea what I was doing. And my plan was actually just to save enough money that summer to get me overseas and then just work jobs enough so I had enough money to move sort of to the next place, the next place, the next place. I didn't have a long-term plan. It's not like my intention was to become a travel YouTuber or blogger, Instagrammer, or travel photographer. I literally was just gonna figure it out as I went, which I don't really think is a very smart plan in the long term in terms of like the economy we live in and the fact that once you get old, you need money. And if your body can't work, then you're kind of out of luck. But anyways, I remember him having this discussion with me. And at that point in time, I was so set in this mindset of like, I don't need to plan for retirement. It'll figure itself out, la da 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 da. And now that I'm a little bit older, I've been in the workforce, I've been out of the workforce, I've sort of flip-flopped back and forth. I do still believe that at some point in your mid to late 20s, even if you maybe don't have the financial means to invest a ton of money in your retirement, it should be a thought in the back of your mind. Even if you can only start putting away $25 a month into an RRSP, it's something to consider if you haven't up to this point. And now this is turning into financial advice, which I am not a financial advisor by any means, but I just think that our generation is sort of under the belief that we don't have to worry about stuff like that. And while I don't believe we all need to be pension pushers and hang on to our 9-to-5 jobs just because of the secure pension, I think that we do need to have that sort of in the back of our minds that like, we're not going to be young, able-bodied forever. And we're also not going to want to work for probably the next 60 years, right? At least I don't. Maybe you do. I don't know. I always joke with my dad that he's my retirement plan, but I'm only joking. That's not the reality. And I know in the course of this episode, I've kind of made contradicting statements in that I'm telling you to live your life for now, but then also plan as if you're going to live for 60. And I guess the overall point is just this idea that we need to really be fulfilling the desires that we have while also being mindful that we aren't doing it in a way that's completely reckless. I think you can sort of fulfill your dreams and desires while also still being responsible with the assumption that, yes, we don't know if we're going to die tomorrow, but we also don't know that we're not going to die tomorrow. Does that make sense? As I continue to talk in circles here, I just want to make the point, I suppose, for you to really pause for a second and to just ask yourself, what is going really well for me right now? What areas of my life am I feeling resistance? What would I love to change about my life? And what's realistic within the means that I have available? And when you think about the things that are realistic, I would like to urge you to get creative. Because this leads me back to my discussion with my partner about how he was like, but really, how are we going to move to the East Coast? And I was like, we'll figure it out. I've figured out everything my entire life. If I can prove to myself that I have ever done anything, it's that I've been able to figure a lot of shit out. I single-handedly paid my way through university. I had to work my ass off and work two jobs one summer, and I worked about 80 hours a week for 4 months, and it sucked a lot, but I figured it out. And I don't mean that as a flex, I'm just using it as an example. I think Marie Forleo has like a whole book about this called Everything is Figureoutable, but I think that that sentiment really echoes into our whole life, is that any problem or foreseeable problem or perceived problem is really not a problem at all. We can usually find a solution to that problem. And I recognize that as I say that, that comes with an air of privilege. Yes, it might seem as though I have ideal circumstances, but that's not necessarily true. I've also worked my ass off to get where I am, and I've taken a lot of risks, and I didn't have a lot of things handed to me in life. I didn't come from money, but I've figured it all out along the way, and I think that's the most important part. So I really just want you to listen to this episode and to think to yourself, how can I make my life more fun? What things would bring me more joy, and how can I call more of that into my life? Because life's too short for us to just spend all our time working until we die, but it's also too short to be irresponsible and just hope that things are going to work out. I think there is a space to create, and the ability, I think we all have the ability, to create a life in which we can have equal amounts of work, equal amounts of play, and use curiosity each and every day to ask yourself, what would feel really good for me? What would be new and exciting? How can I follow that? And how can I make these dreams that I have possible for myself? And so I hope that one day I'm recording this episode for you from the East Coast of Canada, or maybe the West Coast. Who knows where I'm going to end up? But I hope that eventually I will leave this small town. Not that I have anything against it. I love it here. I came here by choice. I bought property here by choice. And that's not to say that if I left, I wouldn't come back. I would just like to see more of what's out there before my time is up, which who knows when that's going to be. But for now, I'm just here to enjoy the ride, sort of take things as they come, see what feels good, leave the rest behind. That's always my philosophy. Follow what feels good. See if it's a good fit for me. If it's not a good fit for me, that's going to be it. By the way, I'll let you know how my first solo backcountry camping trip goes. Again, it just seemed like a good idea. I figured I'll try it once. If it's terrible, I'll let you know. And my dog will be there, so how bad can it be? And that's on treating your life like an experiment. Just an example, but that's going to be it for this week. Honestly, I have no idea if this episode made any sense. If you made it to the end of the episode, congratulations. Send me an Instagram DM and say, I made it, and I'll know what you're talking about. Because I don't even know what I'm talking about. So I appreciate each and every one of you so much. I've said this a lot lately, but I still have so many incredible interviews lined up for the next few months, and I'm so excited. Next week, we're actually doing a throwback, and I'm having a girlfriend of mine from high school come on the podcast, so stay tuned for that. Particularly if you're local to me, you're gonna know this person, and you're not gonna wanna miss it. So thank you again so much for listening. I love you all so much, and I will chat with you again so soon. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you get notified when new episodes go live. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, and be sure to share it with your friends. I'll talk with you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. Love you so much.